Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you with me today, and I hope that today is a day where you're finding peace in the midst of the chaos, because I know that this world and this life can be just full of grumbling and stress and worry and financial, all the stuff. So I hear you, and I just pray that this little podcast will bring a little respite of peace and joy to you. Okay, so I'm in Deuteronomy chapter 12, the first 16 verses in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. These are the statutes and the ordinances which you shall observe to do in the land which Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has given you to possess all the days that you live on the earth. You shall surely destroy all the places in which the nations that you shall dispossess served their gods, on the high mountains and on the hills and under every green tree. You shall break down their altars, dash their pillars in pieces, and burn their Asherah poles with fire. You shall cut down the engraved images of their gods. You shall destroy their name out of that place. You shall not do so to Yahweh your God, but to the place which Yahweh your God shall choose out of all of your tribes to put his name there. You shall seek his habitation, and you shall come there. You shall bring your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the wave offering of your hand, your vows, your free will offerings, and the firstborn of your herd and of your flock there. There you shall eat before Yahweh your God, and you shall rejoice in all that you put your hand to, you and your households, in which Yahweh your God has blessed you. You shall not do all the things that we do here today, every man whatever is right in his own eyes. For you haven't yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which Yahweh your God gives you. But when you go over the Jordan and dwell in the land which Yahweh your God causes you to inherit, and he gives you rest from all your enemies around you so that you dwell in safety, then it shall happen that to the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there, there you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the wave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow to Yahweh. You shall rejoice before Yahweh your God, and you and your sons and your daughters and your male servants, your female servants, and the Levite who is within your gates, because he has no portion nor inheritance with you. Be careful that you don't offer your burnt offerings in every place that you see, but in the place which Yahweh chooses in one of your tribes. There you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. Yet you may kill and eat meat within all of your gates after the desire of your soul, according to Yahweh your God's blessing, which he has given you. The unclean and the clean may eat of it, as of the gazelle and the deer. Only you shall not eat the blood. You shall pour it out on the earth like water. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it's so interesting just to see also as you're preparing the nation of Israel through the voice of Moses that there will be they've been having a tabernacle all this time, and eventually there will be a more permanent place for a tabernacle and then a permanent place for your temple, where all of religious life happens. And Lord, how beautiful is it now that after all of that, we now have become the temple of God. Your very Holy Spirit resides within us, and we are your dwelling place, and we are never left alone. You will never leave us, nor will you forsake us. You say that your Holy Spirit is a comforter and advocate. And we are so grateful that wherever we walk, we are bringing the tabernacle of God with us. And Lord, in light of that, I just think of how powerful it is that in those dark spaces on this earth where there is idol worship, which it's aplenty everywhere, we are bringing little beacons of light into those dark spaces. I remember coming to a conference that was definitely full of people doing dark things, those kinds of things that are talked about in the Bible, sorcery and things like that. And I didn't realize it going in that that's what was going to be. And seeing just how hated I was in that place, but then also other people finding that light in the middle of it. And so, Lord, help us to shine our light with joy and with intention, and not with obnoxiousness, but with kind-hearted gentleness. Lord, your word says that we are to gently rebuke those who disagree with us, not to harangue or yell. Your light, just as simply as a light, draws people to you. And in a similar way, Lord, may it be with us. Let us just be a light for you in a dark place. We thank you for doing that, and we pray for those people walking in darkness in our life right now. We pray for deliverance for them, and we entrust them to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you feel led by the Spirit to support this podcast, you can at patreon.com/prayeveryday. A couple different levels to support the podcast at. I'm so, so grateful for that. So hope you have a great day, and rest in knowing that the Lord is for you, not against you.